among the settling in stresses for newly arrived migrants to Australia, getting to know the law is doubtless a big one. There are traffic laws and they vary from state to state, and depending on the country of origin, the idea that you're not allowed to carry a weapon or bribe authorities might seem odd. So a group of migrant students in Sydney has stepped in to help. Gavin Coote went to meet them to find out how.
A classroom in Sydney's south has become a makeshift animation studio for the day.
We're just filming a scene of a person speeding and a police car noticing, so that way we can help explain some of the road laws that are commonly found in Australia.
This Year 9 student at James Cook Boys Technology High School is the director of a short film. Using cars and other items made of clay, students are piecing together an animation which aims to demystify some of the laws migrants find most confusing. They include road rules which can even vary from state to state in Australia. For student Dion Mawire, it's become a head spin.
I was born in Zimbabwe and I came to Australia when I was 7 or 8 years old, I think. And I lived at Perth, then we went to the Gold Coast, and now I'm here at James Cook Technology High School.
But it's not just Australia's road laws that can be confusing. Art educator Mona Ibrahim says migrants can often run into trouble for carrying weapons.
It's normal overseas to have that in your pocket. It's even recommended for your safety. But here we are learning a new concept for safety. You are already safe. If you are not safe, you just call the police.
More than 80% of students at this school at Kogra in Sydney South are from a non-English speaking background. The school's seen as a logical launching pad for the film-oriented crime prevention project called New Home, New Laws. Retired schoolteacher Rob Lindsay is helping get it off the ground after securing funding from the New South Wales government and calling upon legal advisers and the migrant community for support.
In some cases, you might be pulled over by the police and the police issue an on-the-spot fine, which is paid and goes directly into the policeman's pocket. Well, that doesn't really work here, and I can see young people getting themselves into all sorts of difficulties just because they didn't understand things like that.
It would be seen as a bribe, wouldn't it?
It would, absolutely, yes. Whereas in other places, it's just the way the system works.
And with bribery still accepted in many countries across Africa and the Middle East, Brema Ture, who was born in Sierra Leone, says this is a major focus of the films.
Where we come from, there are different ways to avoid crimes, and one of it is bribing. You know, bribing a police officer or bribing a teacher for you to get good marks. That's why we put it on the screen there that it's in Australia it's a crime.
It's hoped the films will be used as an early intervention tool in intensive English centres, which are the first port of call for many newly arrived students from non-English speaking countries. Elizabeth Espinosa is the president of the New South Wales Law Society and is the daughter of Spanish migrants. She's worried about the current capacity of community legal centres to help migrants getting caught up with the law.
In New South Wales, we have laws about simple everyday things, where you can smoke, having to wear a seatbelt when you're in the car. You need to wear a helmet when you ride your bike. You can't fish everywhere. And if you want to fish, you need a licence or a permit. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. You have a right to silence. And there's a burden of proof beyond reasonable doubt. However, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
All right, so now we have to redo this whole scene.
Year 9 student Kassem Aloui, who's of Lebanese heritage, is helping with scripting. And he's keen to help get the message across.
If we can teach the newcomers to Australia about the laws, then we can make Australia a better place.
Student Kassem Aloui with Gavin Coote.